Well, Andrew, 0-1, chasing 212. The game has moved on a lot more quickly than we might have expected at when they started at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, definitely, especially with the rain this morning, prolonging things. They always say day three is moving day, and it definitely has moved on. So now we've got a big day ahead of us tomorrow, and fingers crossed the batters can do their job, apply themselves, and take us to a win.
You managed to win cloud a few in the middle order there. What was the pitch doing, if anything, for you?
It was nice to have some assistance if you bowled well. If you bowled a good area, there was rough there. And that kept me in the game, which was really nice. But it's a bit of both. If you bowl well, there's some reward there. But if you bowl poorly, there's also opportunity to score. So there's a bit of pressure on the bowlers as well.
And in terms of Derbyshire's approach, they seem to go at it pretty hard, helter-skelter.
Yeah, they did. You sort of got to adapt and play the game as you see it. And they did come and play in a couple of reverse sweeps and sweeps, looking to take the rough out of the game. And it was lucky because that sort of gave us opportunity to take some wickets.
What about Glamorgan's approach on day four now? You've got we've got 96 overs to score 212 runs. Time won't be a factor. How hard do you think you'll go at it?
It's a tough one. I think it comes down to individually to the batsmen. They'll all have their own game plans of how they want to go about it, how they build their innings. It might even come down to a Nick Selman 13 in the last over. You never know. But no, if they play to their games, nail their game plans, we should be able to do with ease.
And of course, the pitch has taken a bit of spin, as you said. They've got two spinners in Mendis and Kadri on their side. Are they going to play a big part, do you think?
Yeah, that's going to be the challenge. There's a bit of spin there. As I said before, if they bowl good areas, it's going to spin. But likewise, when you have an attacking field, it provides us with some scoring options as well. So it's very much in the balance.
Yeah, it's been a great game of cricket, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think, as you said, it was a little bit unexpected what the weather was going to do today. And it's all to play for last day now.
And what about the pink ball? How has it treated you as a spinner and as a batsman?
Yeah, it's felt quite good in the hand. If anything, it feels a little bit more like the white ball compared to the red ball, but that's just from a personal point of view. And at times it's felt quite soft when it's gone later in the day, so got to take these things into consideration on how we go about knocking them off tomorrow.
And I suppose we haven't really had the weather, have we, to make it a big occasion in terms of spectators and getting the crowd out. It's been pretty much May sort of weather rather than end of June.
Yeah, as you said, it's hard to predict the kind of weather the best of times. And we went sure throughout the day. But yeah, there wasn't a massive crowd for the first couple of overs, but as soon as we had a couple of wickets, they seemed to get a bit louder as the day went on.
And what about your own batting approach? You seem to take a very cautious approach to batting number three up in Durham last week. Have you changed your mindset at all?
Not particularly. I'm trying to keep things pretty simple, just playing the ball. And they just seemed to bowl pretty well in the first innings. They didn't give me too many bad balls, so unfortunately my strike rate wasn't quite where I'd like it to be. But I'm happy with how the process is at the moment, and hopefully that goes well tomorrow.
And so thanks for your time, Andrew.
Cheers, Nick.
Cheers.